your station.
Let's walk the talk.
702 Summer.
The former Deputy Minister of Defence, Luleki Editor George, succumbing to COVID-19. Joining us on the line now is co-leader and former Defence Minister Musea Lekota. Minister, thank you, former Minister and co-leader, thank you very much for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners.
I believe you heard the news of the passing of Luleki George yesterday already. What information do you have, Musea?
Well, the only information I got last night was that he succumbed to coronavirus somewhere between the Eastern Cape and Johannesburg. And it seems he had a coronavirus attack, and it took him. Very sadly, indeed, you know.
When you say somewhere between the Eastern Cape and Johannesburg, was he traveling to Johannesburg, as far as you know, to seek treatment?
As far as I know, it seemed to me that he had been either visiting or he had come to get treatment. I don't have any details so far. But the person who told me was in the Eastern Cape, and somebody who knew that I was very closely connected with George in the early days. So he said, man, please try and establish. So I checked around. And only this morning did I confirm that indeed he had succumbed to coronavirus yesterday.
Mr. George, of course, joined the African National Congress as far back as 1972. You worked very closely with him when he was your deputy, when you were heading up the Defence Ministry. And of course, he helped you, along other leaders, form the COPE party after the Polokwane conference. What memories are coming first to your mind when you think of Luleki George?
Well, we first met with Luleki George when we were serving time on Robben Island. And he had been sentenced to 5 years. And we served time with him there. And after we were released, ultimately, we worked together in the liberation movement. Inside the African National Congress after its unbanning, and as you correctly mentioned, when I was Minister of Defence, he did become my deputy, and at the Polokwane conference, we left together. Shortly thereafter, and then founded the Congress of the People and worked together for most of the time. And after that, he then left the Congress and he started something, but it didn't last. And then he went back to the African National Congress. As far as I'm aware, he was back in the African National Congress at the present time.
And what attributes, what characteristics of the man are you going to miss the most?
Well, look, I must say that he was a very determined, hardworking person. He held very strong views about apartheid, and he was firm about the fact that we needed to sustain a movement that would reward our people with genuine services and upliftment of the conditions of the people. He was a very straightforward person, and he was very anti-corruption.
And clearly a man who loved his sport, because he was the first president of the South African Football Association when it was founded in 1991. He's a former International Rugby Board as well as South African Rugby Board member. And many people are saying that he was very much a unifier in the sector of sport in South Africa.
Well, there's all kinds of views about he started actually first in rugby. I think What I knew, he was very, very involved in the Eastern Cape in rugby and rugby circles. And he worked in such unions as SARU and so on, again opposing apartheid in the rugby sphere. And yes, he was continuously involved in sport. Those who might have met him would have realized that his neck seemed to be tilting to one side. And that was as a result that his collarbone had collapsed in a rugby match. And that's why he was a little bit deformed. Yeah, you are very, very right. He was quite involved in rugby and rugby circles. He was very enthusiastic about that. I think in the various fields of life, he was very active. He was hardworking. He was a very inspiring individual. That's all I can say. I'm really sad that he has lost somebody like that. Thank you.
Do accept our condolences, please. Thank you very much for being available at such a short notice. Musiela Kota, former defense minister and COPE leader, of course, reflecting on the life of the late Mluleki Editor George, who passed away seemingly yesterday to COVID-19. He, as I said, had founded the South African Football Association, and he served as its chairperson for the first year. He was also a founder member of the National Sports Council in 1988 and a founder and executive member of the National Olympic Committee of South Africa in 1981. He was also president of the National Sports Council and the United Border Rugby Union from 1991 to 2001 and vice president of the South African Rugby Football Union from 1993 until 1998. In his prominent international rugby role, he was member of the International Rugby Board from 1994 until 1997, and he was appointed board member of the South African Rugby Union in 2003. Condolences definitely to his family, to those who were close and near and dear to him, and certainly an individual who will be missed in South Africa.